President Trump has a lot of go-to punching bags, but one of his favorites these days, Mexico. In a recent tweet, he writes, "Mexico is doing nothing to help stop the flow of illegal immigrants to our country. They are all talk and no action." Trump is also threatening to close the U.S. southern border if Mexico doesn't stop Central American migrants from heading north. Official Mexico's response to all this? A shrug. Emily Green reports from Mexico City.
On the campaign trail, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he'd respond to President Trump's harsh comments about Mexico, tweet for tweet. He said Trump would learn to respect Mexico. But as President, López Obrador, or AMLO as he's known, is taking a different approach. Here he is just this morning at his daily news conference.
Aquí estamos nosotros decididos a mantener una buena relación, una relación.
We are committed to keeping a good relationship with the U.S., he says, one of friendship, cooperation, and mutual help. We are not going to fall to any provocation. This approach makes sense, says Esteban Ayades, a political analyst in Mexico City.
In a nutshell, AMLO doesn't really want to start a fight with Trump, knowing that it won't really lead anywhere. I mean, if he answers back, Trump will just escalate the rhetoric and AMLO won't get very much out of it. On the contrary, I think it will just make things worse.
There's a lot on the line for Mexico, like the updated NAFTA agreement, which still hasn't been ratified. Gretchen Kuhner runs an immigrant rights group in Mexico City. She says López Obrador backs a regional policy to tackle migration from Central America, including a program to give Central Americans a way to work, legally, in Mexico. But none of this helps what's happening now, with thousands of people heading through Mexico toward the U.S.
So while more people are staying in Mexico to request asylum than ever before, many people are also arriving at the U.S. border.
And when it comes to how Mexico treats migrants moving through its country, that's where things are tricky. Carlos Bravo Regidor is a professor at CIDE, a university in Mexico City. He says Mexico wants to have it both ways.
On the one hand, of course, Central American immigrants, I think it's clear that this government, at least in principle, wants a policy that is more sensible to their situation, to the emergency that they're facing, and more respectful of their rights. On the other hand, this administration wants to play ball with the U.S.
It's also not true, Bravo Regidor says, that Mexico isn't doing anything to stop migrants. After all, Mexico is also deporting more Central Americans than the U.S. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.